Have you ever heard that saying, have your cake and eat it too? Well, do you think it might be possible to eat cake and still reach your goal weight? Is that even possible? It depends. So let's take a look. Welcome back to the JoLynn Braley Show. Today is episode number 596. The topic, have your cake and lose weight too. Back to the JoLynn Braley Show. I am JoLynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach. I am the founder of the Inner Self Diet. The Inner Self Diet is my proven step-by-step coaching system that I have been personally coaching amazing clients through since 2009 directly over the phone. I coach them in the steps that work to actually heal the root of your out-of-control eating, so that you can break free in 8 weeks or less. Once you get to that place of freedom, then you're able to live a healthy lifestyle without getting in your own way, without sabotaging yourself, without emotional eating, without binge eating, without a struggle. I've never seen it fail as long as you do the steps. You can't just listen to me talk about it. You actually have to get in there and follow the steps, step by step, per the instructions. I am there to guide my clients personally along the way. I work with them directly over the phone. It's awesome. And like I said, I've never seen it fail, which is quite amazing. Although you can fail by not doing the steps. So if you never get in it and you never do the steps, then of course, it can't work for you. Common sense will tell you that. All right, so today on this episode, episode number 596 of the JoLynn Braley Show, I have something very interesting to talk with you about, and that is this saying of having your cake and eating it too. And what do you want? You want to get to your goal weight, right? But do you also want to eat cake? Or more specifically, are you wanting to continue to live exactly the way that you are now, eat exactly the way that you are now, not make any changes, do not come out of your comfort zone, stay exactly as you are, keep doing exactly the same things you're doing, but you want to also lose weight? Well, we might have to get real, but this is not a get real episode. Something to keep in mind, though, is Einstein's definition of insanity, which is when you continue to do the same things over and over and over again while expecting a different result. You have to do something different if you want to get different results. So, is it possible to have your cake and lose weight too? Can you eat cake and actually lose weight? Well, it depends. It really depends. The main ingredient that you must have if you're going to eat cake and still lose weight is you have to have the right mindset. You have to have a weight loss mindset. That is 92.8% of the problem if you are struggling to lose weight and keep it off. If you are not able to do that, you're lacking the right mindset and you're lacking the right tools to get you the right mindset. Now, keep in mind, this is not something that you can magically tap a wand on your head and just magically turn into this new version of yourself immediately, instantaneously, overnight, or in 5 minutes, or even in a day, or even in a weekend, to suddenly have a weight loss mindset. My coaching clients get there within 8 weeks or less, and that means by our 8th coaching call. It's not an overnight fix. But once you get the right mindset, can you eat cake and still lose weight? It depends on whether or not you have a sugar addiction. I mean, you know how addiction works? People who have an addiction need to get off of their addictive substance, and they are fine as long as they don't reintroduce that addictive substance back into their lifestyle. If they don't put it back in their mouth, or if they're addicted to drugs, if they're injecting drugs, you know, as long as they don't bring the addictive substance back into their system, then they can live clean and they can be productive. What's interesting is there are many addictive substances available in our lives nowadays. Games, TV, the internet, social media, looking for instant gratification from strangers, looking for them to like your photos and give you a hit of that feel-good dopamine, that chemical in your body. There are many things out there that it's easy to get addicted to. Unfortunately, sugar is highly addictive, and it's very easy to get addicted to it. I understand this. I definitely have a sugar addiction. And when you have a sugar addiction, you also need to be careful about certain fruits that you eat. And what I found has worked best for me is to eat in a way where I'm not eating fruit that has high sugar content, or fruit even that has low sugar content on an empty stomach. But what's interesting is that even if you have a sugar addiction, it is possible to still eat cake and lose weight. But it might not be the kind of cake that you think of. It's not the kind of cake that comes in a box. But if you get creative, and if you're willing to plan ahead, if you're willing to cook, if you're willing to bake, if you're willing to follow instructions, you can actually have cake and still lose weight. In fact, I have a special recipe for you if you would like to grab it now at joelynscake.com. You can download my free download there, and I will give you my recipe for clean eating cake. This would be an option if you have the same problem that I have, if you are addicted to the sugar that is in almost all processed foods, and if you have found that you do best when you're eating clean. You get off of the processed ingredients, you get off of the processed foods, you cook real foods. If you have found that you do best eating real food, like me, eating the protein first, eating real food that you cook. So you buy raw chicken breast and then you cook that in a clean eating recipe. If you found that that works best for you, you feel the best, you look the best, you have the most energy. And yes, it requires planning ahead. It requires time. It requires effort. It does require work to live a healthy lifestyle. But if you don't do it, what kind of results will you get? And if you are addicted to sugar like I am, and it's really easy for you to fall back into binge eating or back into emotional eating if you eat cake out of a box, that highly processed food, then the good news is you don't have to give up cake. But what if you eat cake in a different way? What if instead of it being a big food party and a big binge blowout, you have cake in a controlled manner as far as using portion control, and you plan ahead and you bake it yourself? Then what? You know, it all depends on what you want. If you really want to get off of the sugar, if you want to feel your best, if you want to break free of the chains of processed food, if you want to be the one in control of your eating instead of being a victim to sugar and being controlled by sugar, if you want to do it a different way, get my recipe. And then you can still have your cake and lose weight too. Get it at JoLynnsCake.com. Keeping in mind that it's going to be 100 times easier to get off of the processed foods, to get off of the processed, refined sugar and everything you're addicted to. It's going to be 100 times easier to go clean if you have the right mindset for it. You can't do it in a way where you're hating eating clean or feeling deprived, feeling restricted, feeling like you're missing out. If you feel like that, you won't be able to last. You won't be able to continue because you'll be in a place of powerlessness and you'll more than likely feel like you're not the one who's choosing to live as you are and eat as you are. And how will that ever work? So you have to change your mindset about eating clean, about getting to your goal weight, about making real lifestyle changes. You have to change your mindset about your own self-worth, your own self-esteem, your value. How much are you worth? There's a lot that goes into this that is so far beyond the food, but it's so easy to get wrapped up in the food when you don't have the inner foundation to support the healthy lifestyle that you know, if you get honest with yourself, if you get real with yourself, you know that you need to be living a healthy lifestyle to lose weight and keep it off. You know that you can't continue staying stuck in binge eating, emotional eating, mindless eating. You can't stay in those patterns if you're going to have any hope of getting to your goal weight and staying there, you know? So when I say, can you have your cake and eat it too? That doesn't mean that you can jump into a cake and eat the whole thing in a night or over a weekend and then start over again on Monday. I'm talking about eating cake that you make from whole ingredients that you're only going to eat a portion of and that you plan ahead and that it fits in with your entire healthy lifestyle. Otherwise, you might as well go get a box cake and make that, right? And I've been in both places, so I understand, and I understand how difficult it is to break free, but I know the power of your mind, and I know that if you really want to make a change, that you really can. You have to really want to. You have to really want to. By the way, if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I am talking about eating clean, you can also grab my grocery list, which will show you exactly what I mean by eating clean, because I've put together a list of the basic ingredients, the basic things that I often buy in the grocery store to cook different recipes. You can get that at grabmygrocerylist.com. www.grabmygrocerylist.com. And once you see that list, then you'll understand, okay, so you're talking about real unprocessed whole foods. And then you need to have recipes to cook and all of that. Grab My Grocery List is my grocery list. That's where everything starts. However, that's not really true. Everything starts with your mind. It doesn't start with a grocery list. It starts with your mind. That's 92.8% of all of this. If you want to get thin forever, which means getting to your best weight and staying there for life, which means the best weight that is healthiest for your body. It depends on your body. Maybe for you, maybe you're really tall and a size 10 is the best size and fitness for your body. I don't know. I don't know who you are because I'm not talking with you on the phone. I'm just having a one-way communication here, recording this free weight loss podcast for you. But if you want to get to your healthiest weight and stay there, you've got to become a match to that on the inside. You cannot remain in self-doubt, in fear, in stress, in worry, feeling like you're missing out, always confused about what to do next. You can't be that on the inside and expect to just, you know, become this wonderful you on the outside. The inner and the outer always match. That's actually universal law. So you can't change that. What you can change is yourself. And if you were to go to the root of these problems, heal your inner self, heal your relationship with food, change your mind to change your body, then once you became thin within, it would be a snap for you to do the things that you need to do to live healthy and fit so that over time the weight comes off. And if you want to include cake in that, you can have cake and still lose weight. It just doesn't mean that you're going to be eating cake every single day or binging on it, emotionally eating on it. You know, that's not going to work. The other way that it can work to have your cake and lose weight too is if you don't have a sugar addiction and you are able to eat just one piece of cake and move on without feeling bad, without stressing out, without binge eating, without emotional eating, without going back for seconds and thirds and fifths and eighths. If you don't have a sugar addiction and you can have just one, then that is another way to go and you can still lose weight as long as you're eating only when you're physically hungry and you're stopping when you're physically full. You still need to have the right mindset to do this. You still have to have your head right. You still have to become thin within in order to be thin on the outside, to have that match. So that is another possibility. I think that most people are addicted to sugar, but I might be biased because I know what it's like to be in the grips of that problem. And it is possible that not everyone is addicted to sugar. In fact, as I'm even saying this, I've had coaching clients who, once they did my proven step-by-step system, they could have just one. They could eat just one cookie. They didn't have to eat the whole box of chocolate chip cookies. They could have just one, and they were amazed. They couldn't believe it, but it was because they did the steps of my proven system, which takes some time. Like I said, they achieve struggle-free weight loss in 8 weeks or less. So there are different possibilities depending on whether or not you are physically addicted to sugar. But either way, you still need the right mindset to make it all work, to make it flow, to make it feel natural, to make it no big deal, you know, so you don't get in your way. If you want to make that change, if you want to get thin within so that you can easily get thin on the outside so that you can lose weight for good, get the weight off, get to your healthiest, fittest, strongest weight, and keep that weight off. If it makes sense to you that you need to heal the root of these problems, that a food diet has never been enough, if a food diet had been enough, then you wouldn't still be struggling, would you? If you want help to do this. If it makes sense to you that coaching is the fastest way to get from where you are to where you want to be, if you want my help to do this, go fill out a complimentary weight loss discovery session application. Send that into my office. Let's see if we might be able to get on the phone to find out if there's any way that I might be able to help you. You can start that process at www.discovery-session.com. www.discovery-session.com. Remember, you can also get my recipe for that clean eating cake at jolynscake.com. And I also did share with you, wow, this is a lot of URLs here, but I also shared with you that you can grab my clean eating grocery list. You can get that at grabmygrocerylist.com. I'm Jolynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet, the diet that actually works because it addresses the real problems, the problems that are within you, where everything starts. Change, heal the root of your overeating problems, and then you will truly break free and finally be able to lose weight for good. I wish you your best life living inside of your ideal body.